I want you to ponder this question. Do you feel God's love? Think about it for a moment. Do you feel God's love? That's not an intellectual question. It's not, do you believe that God loves you? Or do you think that God loves you? I'm asking a question about feeling. Do you feel that God loves you? I bet most of you would argue no. To really feel God's love is a powerful experience, one that's very overwhelming in many ways. And yet for many of us, it's hard for us to actually recognize God's love. There's reasons for that. The primary reason is that for most of us, we still carry lots of wounds, more specifically, fatherly wounds. We picture our biological fathers as though they should be like God, and that's very unfortunate. But then we take all of that stuff and put it on God and think that's Him. So that we look, so much of our woundedness affect our way of understanding who God is. Here's some ways to help you understand that, the lies we tell ourselves. How many of you think or have felt that God is deceptive? He's deceiving me. He thinks He knows what's right, but it doesn't feel like what He really wants from me is what's right and good. Or how often do we feel like God has abandoned us? Where is He? Where'd He go? Why wasn't He here when I needed Him? He's a deadbeat. He's not really around. I don't have to care about Him. He's not going to be there for me. God doesn't really love me. He just, it's this idea that's out there. There's too many people. There's too much of the universe. There's no way He cares just about me. I don't deserve God's love. I've done too much in my life. God knows how awful I am. He knows I don't deserve His love. I'm not worthy of God's love. I have to earn it. I've done nothing to earn God's love, therefore I'm not worthy. How often do we convince ourselves of these deceptions? We let these ideas permeate our understanding of who God is to the point where we completely close ourselves off from that relationship. If we don't believe we can be loved, how are we supposed to experience it? It gets even harder because God's not there staring us down. He's not there physically. So it's even easier for us to dismiss Him entirely and say, He doesn't care about me. I'm not His child. He didn't really take me to Himself. Are these not the thoughts we have? Well, God knows this. He knows all these deceptions. He knows all these things. It doesn't change. Does God love us? Absolutely. Why? He can't do otherwise. See, when we tell ourselves that I can't be loved, it's all about us. God can't do otherwise than love us. If we believe that we are not worthy of God, well, does that matter? No, God doesn't care whether we're worthy. He made us worthy. He chose to make us worthy. That's our deception. What about I don't deserve to be forgiven? I don't deserve God's love. Does He care? No, of course not. He made you worthy. He wants you to turn to Him. The only thing we need to deserve it is to say, Lord, help me. Pretty easy. So has He abandoned us? No, He can't be anywhere else. He's everywhere. Where's He going to go? Of course He didn't abandon us. It's our feelings. It's us not reaching out and recognizing this. In God's great love for us, He did something profound. Knowing how hard it would be for us to experience His great love, realizing how many barriers we place between that and how often we deceive ourselves, He gave us a great gift, Jesus. God came down in human form that we may look in His eyes, see the face of mercy, see the very face of God, and realize His love for us, that by recognizing Jesus' words, the truth of His deeds, the very things He did, we'd be like, yes, of course God loves us. What did we do? We discounted His words. We challenged Him. We tried to trap Him by His words so that we could say, ah, God is wrong. I can do whatever I want now. Because ultimately, every deception is based on the idea, I want something. And as long as I want it, I want to make God something else so I can do whatever I want. So what did we do in the end? When God gave us His very face, showed us His love in human form, we crucified Him and killed Him to make a point. I don't want that. Kind of sad when you think about it. God knew that. He knew that even by seeing His face, even by recognizing His very presence among us, that would not be enough. So He gave us one more great gift. He gave us His Spirit, so that if we went deep within ourselves, the core of our hearts, minds, and souls, there'd be a voice that calls out from that darkness and says, in very profound language, You are my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. You are my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased. You are my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. That voice echoes through our very being, telling us something about the nature of God. It's not about us. It's about Him. He wants to show us that love. He wants us to experience it. Now, what's weird about that phrase is the only words the Father speaks in all of the New Testament. You are my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Why did we have to hear that? We heard it because we need to hear it too. God just didn't say, well, you creatures out there, I did something for you. I hope it works out in the end. No, He adopted us. He made us His children because that's how loving He is. That if we really allowed ourselves into the mystery of God's love, if we allowed ourselves to dismiss all of those deceptions we believe, we would really feel it and we'd know it. And trust me, it's an immensely powerful experience, life-changing. So life-changing, we know that we really don't want it because we have to do something different as soon as we experience it. But it's still worth it. So I encourage you, take some time to reflect on these phrases. The most important one being, you are my beloved, in you I am well pleased. If we can hear those words echo through us, dismissing all of this negativity we carry with us, all the wounds we have, then we'll get to the point where we might experience it. But then we have to go further. We have to allow ourselves to denounce every one of those deceptions, every one of those things that keep us away from God, our own unworthiness, our own thought that we can't be loved, our own thought that God is not around, that He doesn't care about us. Let those all go. And once we do, what do we have left? The loving presence of God, which is what we ultimately want. So I encourage you, take time with it. Take it to prayer. Let God open your heart, mind, and soul. Let yourself experience His love. Don't be afraid. He wants to show it to you. He always has. Because you are His beloved. You are the one He is pleased in. Not collectively, individually. You as an individual He loves, and loves fully, and loves exactly where you are, and wants you to come to Him, wants you to experience it, wants you to come to new life and feel His great love. You are His beloved. In you He is well pleased.